I'm a soldier for Christ.
I'm a soldier for Christ.
I'm a soldier.
No, they'll never take us under, because we're bringing truth like thunder. Raining on your speakers like a ton of bricks. Hold the cross high, cause we're Catholics. Fight the good fight with the truth. Stand tall with the truth. I'm a warrior for Christ. I'm in love with the truth. Love God, save souls, slay error.
Go stronger.
Holy Hour of Power, the Terry and Jesse Show. Join me every single hour. My wife and myself are praying an Our Father, a Hail Mary, and a Saint Michael every hour on the hour for this election and for justice to be done, because Archbishop Vigano has told us that we have to defeat the enemy by prayer. In the name of the Father, Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for these elections, this country, President Trump, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Saint Michael the Archangel, protect us in battle. Be our defense against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please, 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 every hour on the top of the hour, pray those three prayers for these elections, these fake elections. Terry.
Jesse, I want to say that we're living in some very interesting times, and we have people praying right now in our chapel for that very reason, for justice in our country, for the unborn. I just want to say that today's show is very, very interesting, because it really comes down to right over wrong. And we're going to be talking about Vigano's letter. It's a letter that he writes, it seems like, almost every week or two. So whenever he writes a letter, we want to talk about it. He says, America is in the midst of a colossal electoral fraud. We must pray now to defeat the enemy. Boy, you know, good and evil, like I said, that's so clear. Also, we're going to be talking with the folks over at American Society for Defense of the Family. They have an article of three final thoughts of the election day that is really, really well thought out. Also, might have some good news, because we need good news. Number of pro-life women in the U.S. House doubled, with some races still to be called. So it seems to be that we've had some success there with more pro-life people. And I'm sure this is going to irritate Nancy Pelosi, which is making me just fine, because we need to stand up for life. But before we get into all of these other issues, we always take the Word of God, because this is what really can give us strength to handle anything that comes down in our life. So, Jess, can you open up the Bible for today's readings?
Gospel according to Luke chapter 15.
Yep.
Speak, Lord, your servants are listening.
Yep.
The tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to listen to Jesus, but Pharisees and scribes began to complain, saying, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." Notice, the establishment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And there's an establishment, a deep state in the church,
and
a deep state in our country. Okay? This is the deep state at the time of Christ. They were fake pastors, all right? Goes on to say, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." So Jesus addresses parable to them. "What man among you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, would not leave the 99 in the desert and go after the lost one until he finds it? And when he does find it, he sets it on his shoulders with great joy, and upon his arrival home, he calls together his friends and neighbors and says to them, 'Rejoice with me, because I have found my lost sheep.' I tell you, in just the same way, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who have no need of repentance." Two things I want to say there. Number one, it goes to show you how meticulous God is in his love, how precise.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you'll hear people say, if you were the only person on planet Earth, God the Father would have sent his son Jesus Christ to die for your sins on a cross, rise from the dead, ascend to heaven, slam open the gates of heaven for you, and give you the grace of redemption if you were the only one on earth. How do we know that? This gospel. See the particularity of God. His love is particular to each individual. Doesn't mean each individual is going to respond to that love. In fact, the majority of people don't respond to that love according to Christ and the Gospels. And also something else about the people who rejoice in heaven. Well, who rejoices in heaven over a sinner? It says, well, in heaven, there are going to be people who are going to rejoice over one sinner. Well, who are the people in heaven? Saints and angels. So what does that mean? Something very interesting. We Catholics call the communion of saints. That means if a saint in heaven knows that a sinner on earth has come to Christ and now lives in a state of grace and died in a state of grace, and the saints are rejoicing in heaven, that means what? That means that the saints in heaven know what's going on planet Earth. Unlike what Protestants say, Mary and the saints, they don't know what's going on. how do they know? They're not omniscient. They don't know everything. They're not omniscient. How can they know what's going on in heaven? Well, I'm just going to the Bible. You're a Bible-only Christian. It says that those in heaven rejoice when a sinner converts. Well, who are those in heaven? Not Martians, not ETs.
Yeah.
Those in heaven are the saints and angels. So by God's divine permission, as St. Thomas Aquinas and St. Augustine said, by God's divine permission, the saints and angels know what's happening on earth because they're actually rejoicing more than a Super Bowl rally when a sinner comes to Christ. So God allows them to know by his providence what's going on in heaven. We call that the communion of saints. Next. Or what woman having 10 coins and losing one would not light a lamp and sweep the house, searching carefully until she finds it? And when she does find it, she calls together her friends and neighbors and says to them, rejoice with me because I found the coin that I lost. In just the same way, I tell you, there will be more rejoicing among the angels of God over one sinner who repents the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
One sentence summary. God loves everybody. That's why we say all lives matter. In fact, we're thinking of starting maybe a new show All Lives Matter.
Exactly.
Because this gospel shows you that all lives matter. And God sees, he's sad when he sees all the people just going away from the church, going away from his covenant. And what happens? God and the saints and angels rejoice when a sinner comes back. That's where we come in. That's called evangelization. Terry?
Well said, Jesse. I want to bring in Bishop Sheen, the smartest guy in the room. Full Sheen ahead. And his topic is religious persecution. Check this out and see if it doesn't sound appropriate for 2020. Persecution of religion is a sign of the indefensibility of an anti-religious or atheistic attitude. For by the violence of hate, it hopes to escape the irrationality of godliness. Jess, if he didn't nail it right now, this was written 50, 60 years ago. He's talking about us right now. All this hate that's going on, violence. Yeah, they're running away from God. That's why I lovingly will say we need to bring all these people back to Jesus Christ. And that's really the answer that we're going to be talking a little later in the show with the Tradition family and family people about the solution is really Jesus Christ. There's no other answer to the problems in our world.
And remember, it's not even politics. So remember
nope,
that. Don't
that's right.
Don't make politics your religion because you can see how politics can betray you. Remember, politics is just the caboose.
Yes,
the engine is objective truth given to us by God through the Catholic Church. Let me repeat that again. Because too many Catholics, Terry, put politics as the engine
right. And
the Catholic faith as the caboose.
Nope, just
no,
the
wrong. It's the opposite. Politics is the caboose. It follows objective truth, and that objective truth is the Roman Catholic faith given to us by God through his son, Jesus Christ. Terry?
Well said, I just want to give some more good news. I'm hoping, I just got word, it just broke, that on next Wednesday, the 11th of November, 11-11-20, the Vatican says they're going to put out the McCarrick report that we've been waiting for years. And I hope and pray that it's going to name all these cardinals and bishops and priests and monsignors who were involved with McCarrick's situation so we can clean our church. I just hope it's not the other way where they just forget about naming names and they just say, well, we're going to do this. So I'm hoping that that's good news. So next Wednesday, I'm sure when it comes out, we'll be talking about that. Also, Jesse, one more good news thing. I'm in the state of California. A judge cracked down on Governor Newsom. We've been trying to get rid of this governor. He's just He's making it so we can't even get into our churches here in Southern California. It's been really bad. And anyhow, he's ruling on a lawsuit challenging his abuse of power. It's about time. And that's why, Jesse, it's so important that we have good federal judges picked. And that's what President Trump just did. I think it was over 200 judges he put in that are going to do things like that. So that's good news. Also,
all they're going to do is just read the Constitution for what it says.
That's exactly what we want.
Not interpret it as what the liberals do called an evolving document.
I also want to welcome all the new YouTube listeners. We've had thousands and thousands of new YouTube listeners. Every 7 days I check on Monday. And I want to welcome you to our show and tell your friends about us. We've got great shows here. Jesse kind of mentioned we've got a new show coming, and we'll tell you more maybe next week about that.
I'm excited about it.
I am pumped. And so when we come back, we're going to talk about Archbishop Vigano, about what he has to say to us in America, which I think is very inspirational. And again, just remember, the number of pro-life women in the U.S. House doubled, with some races still to be called. This is a surge of victorious pro-life women candidates in the U.S. It's a stunning blow to Nancy Pelosi and her pro-abortion agenda. This is good news, and I want to shout it from the rooftops. Keep praying.
Thank you, Jesus.
We need to be praying hard for our country and for the world, because what happens in America will happen throughout the world. So when we come back, we'll take Archbishop Vigano's article and break it down. And he should be giving us inspiration to fall deeper in love with Jesus Christ and his bride, the church.
The Bible tells us that there's always going to be a prophet upon the earth.
And
in
we got
Amos
one.
Chapter 3, verse 7.
Yep.
Archbishop Vigano, he is a fulfillment of what God says. He is a prophet on the earth today.
Well, let's keep praying. I feel like he's like a John the Baptist myself. But let's come back and talk about Archbishop Vigano's message to you and to me. We'll be right back. Help the Helpless, a Minnesota St. Paul nonprofit organization chaired by Father Altier and volunteers, is humbly asking you for your kind support to help the poor and the handicapped children in India and Ecuador. Through financial support from the Help of the Helpless benefactors, the children are provided with clothing, food, education, shelter, and the teachings of the Catholic Church. The mission is to help children thrive and become self-sufficient young adults leading productive lives. We also provide aid to poor families in Ecuador with food baskets, medicines, medical assistance, and help with funeral needs for the deceased. The work in India is done by Father Antonio's organization, St. Mary's. In Ecuador, the work is being done by the Servant Sisters of the Home of Mother. You can call us at 877-762-8857. To learn more, please visit our website, www.helpthehelpless.org. God bless you. This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871, because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
The Bible promises us in the book of Ephesians 4:11, it says, And God gave us his gifts that some should be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers. For what? For the equipping of the body of Christ. I believe, my opinion, that Archbishop Vigano fills the category of teacher. I know he's an apostle, especially the apostle. We know that. But also of a prophet, Terry.
Yeah.
Well, and the Lord has promised us in Amos chapter 3, verse 7, that God does nothing without revealing his secret to his servants, the prophets. Terry?
You know, Jesse, you're absolutely right. He's saying this. I ask you, Jesse Romero, Terry Barber, every single person we have here, he's asking us to make an act of trusting God, an act of humility, of filial devotion to the Lord of armies. I ask that all of you pray the rosary if possible in your families or with your dear ones, your friends, your brothers, your sisters, your colleagues, your fellow soldiers. See, Jesse, he uses military language. That's biblical language. And this is what I've been looking for.
He's also very Catholic. Very Catholic. He's not talking about social justice or, you know, open borders or amnesty or, illegal immigration for everybody. No, he's talking like St. Paul. The letter's short, Terry. Let's just read it.
Let's go ahead and read it.
Dear brothers and sisters, this is Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano.
Yeah.
As devout Christians and faithful citizens of the United States of America, you have intense and heartfelt concern for the fate of your beloved country while the final results of the presidential election are still uncertain. News of electoral fraud is multiplying.
Amen.
Despite the shameful attempts of the mainstream media to censor the truth of the facts in order to give their candidate the advantage. There are states in which the number of votes is greater than the number of voters.
Just the facts.
Others in which the mail-in votes seems to be exclusively in favor of Joe Biden. Others in which the counting of ballots has been suspended for no reason, or where sensational tampering has been discovered.
Yeah.
Always and only against President Donald J. Trump. Always and only in favor of Biden. In truth, for months now, we have been witnessing a continuous trickle of staggered news or manipulated or censored information of crimes that have been silenced or covered up in the face of striking evidence and irrefutable testimony. Carlo Vigo, Archbishop Vigo was referring to Hunter Biden and his laptop.
Mm-hmm.
He goes on to say, we've seen the deep state organize itself well in advance to carry out the most colossal electoral fraud in history in order to ensure the defeat of the man, President Trump, who has strenuously opposed the establishment of the new world order that is wanted by the children of darkness.
Amen.
He's quoting 1 John 3:10.
Yep.
In this battle, you have not failed, as is your sacred duty, to make your own contribution by taking the side of the good. Others, enslaved by vices or blinded by infernal hatred against our Lord, have taken the side of evil. Very interesting, Terry. The same people that hate President Trump hate the Lord Jesus Christ. Same enemies. Continue.
He's very bold, Jesse. Do not think the children of darkness act with honesty. They do not. And do not be scandalized if they operate with deception. Do you perhaps believe that Satan's followers are honest, sincere, and loyal? No.
Right.
The Lord has warned us against the devil. And this is right when he quotes right from John, the Bible. He says, the devil, he was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in truth because there is no truth in him. When he tells a lie, he speaks in the character because he is a liar and a father of lies. That's John 8, verse 44.
Terry, let me make one comment on what you just read right there.
Because that's powerful stuff.
Yeah, that's a bomb that he just dropped.
Yeah.
Think about this. One party, and we know who it is, this party advocates, legislates, and funds the killing of baby and selling baby body parts.
Yeah, that's
what do we call that? John 8, 44. Murder.
That's right.
So when somebody, Terry, would cross the line and murder wholesale 3,300 babies a
day,
most of the minorities,
yep.
Terry, what's going to stop them from lying? Because if you're a murderer already, if you have murder in your heart, what's going to stop you from lying? That's the next logical step.
Of course.
So of course they're going to cheat. What if you're willing to kill babies since 1973 and keep legislating for that? What's stealing an election? That's small potatoes compared to what you've already been doing since 1973, butchering babies to the tune of 3,300 a day in America, like guacamole.
And Jesse, in addition to that, that same party not only is killing unborn babies, but it's also promoting homosexual sex, which we call sodomy, which cries from heaven. Okay, so this is two things that comes right from the pit of hell. So let's just be honest. I like his language. Let's continue, Jesse, the next paragraph.
He says, in these hours, while the gates of hell seem to prevail, allow me to address myself to you with an appeal,
yeah,
which I trust that you'll respond to promptly and with generosity. I ask you to make an act of trust in God, an act of humility and filial devotion to the Lord of armies. I ask that all of you pray the Holy Rosary, if possible, in your families or with your dear ones, your friends, your brothers and sisters, your colleagues, your fellow soldiers. Pray with the abandonment of children who know how to have recourse to their most holy mother, to ask her to intercede before the throne of the divine majesty.
Amen.
Pray with a sincere soul, with a pure heart, in the certainty of being heard and answered. Ask her, she who is the help of Christians, in Latin, auxilium Christianorum, to defeat the forces of the enemy. Ask her, she who is terrible as an army set in battle array. Song
it.
Of Songs, chapter 6, verse 10.
Yep.
Ask her to grant the victory to the forces of good and to inflict a humiliating defeat on the forces of evil. Terry?
Jesse, I got to tell you, I feel like it's the fourth quarter of a football game and the coach just called timeout. And he put us around a huddle. And Vigano's our coach, and he's getting us all pumped up to do the ultimate, and that is sacrifice. So I'm just getting excited, but it doesn't take much to excite me, but this is really getting me excited. He says, have your children pray using holy words that you have taught them. Those confident prayers will rise to God and will not remain unheard. Have the elderly. Man, he's asking everybody on planet. He's asking the church militant to step it up. He says, have the elderly, the sick pray so that they may offer their sufferings in union with the sufferings of our Lord suffered on the cross when he shed his precious blood for our redemption. Have young ladies and women pray so that they turn to her who is the model of purity and motherhood. And you men, step it up, man. Get your big boy pants on. Here's what he's going to say. You must also pray. Your courage, your honor, your boldness will be refreshed and strengthened. All of you, take up this spiritual weapon before which Satan and his minions retreat furiously because they fear the most holy Virgin, she who is almighty by grace even more than almighty God. Continue, Jess. This guy's got me pumped.
Yeah, let me just explain the last sentence before Protestants freak out and their heads spin, okay?
Yeah.
Where it says, she who is almighty by grace even more than almighty God, okay? The Blessed Virgin Mary was predestined to be full of grace. And so when you're talking about all the human beings, because all human beings, the goal is to die in full of grace and sanctifying grace. Now, God is the source of grace itself, okay?
Yep.
And so anything that Our Lady has received, all her benefits, all her titles come from God. And I think what Archbishop Vigano is saying in this point is that God, and even exorcists teach this, he has chosen Mary.
It's his will.
It's his will, chosen Mary to be the one to crush the head of Satan in Genesis 3. Another, God doesn't, that's like light work for God. I mean, that's like beneath God to do that. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
like,
I do.
Are
yes.
you kidding
Good point.
Me?
Yes.
It's like, I'm not going to, that's petty stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not taking out the trash. You know why I'm God? That's why God, the first time, who did he send to drive out the devil? An angel, St. Michael.
Yep.
And who is he sending now to stamp the angel at the before the second coming of Christ? Our Lady. So God uses his most faithful agents that he's chosen. St. Michael in the first expulsion of Satan.
Yeah.
And in the second crushing of Satan, he'll use Our Lady. And so that's what Archbishop Vigano means, is that God is going to use Our Lady in a very specific way.
Yeah.
As St. Louis de Montfort says, He's going to usher in the reign of Mary, which means he's going to crush the head of the serpent.
Well said.
Last paragraph.
Yes, Jesse, this is really going to be, this to me, he's reaching people who are maybe in discouragement right now.
Go ahead.
Okay, do not allow yourselves to be discouraged by the deceptions of the enemy. Jess, I'm going to let you read it. I can't. This guy is like my coach, man.
Yeah, I know.
Coach, sign me up.
All right, coach, here we go.
Yep.
Even more so in this terrible hour in which the impudence of lying and fraud dares to challenge heaven.
Yeah.
Our adversaries' hours are numbered.
Yep.
If you will pray. If we will all pray with faith and with the true ardor of charity,
mm-hmm.
may the Lord grant that one single devout and faithful voice rise from your homes, your churches, and your streets. This voice will not remain unheard, mm-hmm. because it will be the voice of a people that cries out in the moment when the storm rages most fiercely, save us, Lord. We are perishing. Matthew 8:25. The days that await us are a precious occasion for all of you and for those who unite themselves spiritually to you from every part of the world. You have the honor and privilege of being able to participate in the victory of this spiritual battle. To wield the powerful weapon, the Holy Rosary, as our fathers did at Lepanto.
I love it.
To repel the enemy's armies. Pray with the certainty of our Lord's promise. Ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you. Luke 11:9. The King of Kings, from whom you ask the salvation of your nation, will reward your faith, your testimony. Remember this. Will touch the heart of our Lord, multiplying the heavenly graces, which are more than ever indispensable in order to achieve victory. May my appeal, which I address to you and to all people who recognize the Lordship of God, find you to be generous apostles and courageous witnesses of the spiritual rebirth of your beloved country, and with it, the entire world. God bless and protect the United States of America, one nation under God. Carlo Maria Vigano, Archbishop, former Apostolic Nuncio to the United States of America, November 4th, 2020.
Wow, Jesse, this is what Bishop Joseph Strickland says, that bishops need to have a supernatural outlook on life. The bishop just now read to us, he spoke to us from the heart about the supernatural aspect of our faith. He didn't tell us, hey, Jesse, wash your hands. Jesse, put that mask on. I understand all that, but that's the medical field. He's talking about our souls right now and how we can participate in winning the world for Christ. And you know what, Jess? That was so inspirational. I want to encourage all of you who are listening, get that off of LifeSite News. Read it to your family. Send it to people, because we need, this is the answer. What Archbishop Vigano just gave us, Jess, is the answer to the problems of the world.
That's right. Let me quote what C.S. Lewis says about this world. He says this, quote, enemy occupied territory, that's what the world is. Christianity is a story of how the rightful king has landed.
That's right.
You might say landed in disguise, and is calling us to take part in a great campaign of sabotage. Terry?
Wow. When we come back, we got another topic. Are you enjoying it? I am too. This is the Terry and Jesse Show on Virgin Most Powerful. We'll be right back.
A great man once said that evil is powerless if the good are unafraid. Well, you and I have a rendezvous with destiny. We'll preserve for our children this, the last best hope of man on earth, or we'll sentence them to take the last step into 1,000 years of darkness. We're at war with the most dangerous enemy that has ever faced mankind in his long climb from the swamp to the stars. And it's been said if we lose this war, and in so doing lose this great way of freedom of ours, history will report with the greatest astonishment that those that had the most to lose did the least to prevent it from happening. Well, I think it's high time now that we ask ourselves if we still even know the freedoms that were intended for us by our founding fathers. Every generation of Americans needs to know that freedom exists, not to do what you like, but having the right to do what you ought. You weren't made to fit in, my brothers and sisters. You are born to stand out. Set yourself apart from this corrupt generation. Be saints. God bless you.
I started looking things up and reading about the 20.
Our nation is too full of those that are crying down. Down with the police. Down with the churches. Down with teachers. Down with government. Can you build anything down? You cannot. Certainly time in our nation to change our words. And let's begin now to use the word up. Up from all of this filth. Up from this violence. Up from this indifference of courts. Up, up to the hid battlements of eternity. Up, up to God.
This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871, because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Some final thoughts on Election Day by Dr. John Horvat. By the way, if you want to get an accurate analysis of what's going on, listen to Church Militant.
Exactly.
I do not trust the mainstream media. If you want to get a totally Catholic, accurate perspective of what's going on, listen to Church Militant, and you can listen to them right now.
Well, what I want to say is this, Jesse. Michael Vorse took 30 minutes and explained exactly what's going on regarding the election. And so it just make sure you listen to it. It's worth those 30 minutes because it really opened you up. And it made me want to pray harder, too. So I think it'll do that for you, too.
Remember, I'm asking everybody every hour,
yep,
at the top of the hour,
yep,
take a minute of your day, 2 minutes, pray an Our Father,
yep,
a Hail Mary, and a St. Michael for a fair outcome to this election. We, yep, don't want it to be a fake banana republic election. So Dr. Horvat, Terry, he says, yeah, election days arrived, voters decided the course of America, like all postmodern elections. This is the most important election in our history. The stakes are very high.
Yep.
Campaigns are over. Everything's been said. Two sides are locked in battle. Everybody's exhausted. This is the 11th hour. All we can do is pray. Place everything in the hands of Almighty God and Our Lady. However, Dr. Horvat says, I have three final thoughts going into the general election that influenced my prayers for the nation and my burning desire for its return to order. Of course, he wrote this a day before the election, November 2nd, mm-hmm, but a lot of it still applies to what we should be doing right now. Terry?
Right. He says, a crisis that cannot be solved by one man or party. He said, my first thought is that the crisis America faces is so great that one man or one party cannot solve it. I am overwhelmed by what I see around me. The federal debt accumulates without end. Society has lost its cohesion. I see broken lives and families that have no way to be mended. We live in a sinful society that offends God, violating and refusing to acknowledge His higher law. Jesse, when we could say there's 110 million people running around America, one out of three, that has a sexually transmitted disease, and we spend $16 billion a year taking care of those folks because of illicit sex, we got problems.
Yeah, Terry, you know, I was just like in the Old Testament, when you read the Old Testament, there was all kinds of sexual immorality.
That's right.
With the Jewish hierarchy,
yep,
inside the temple. They'd have, yep, orgies in the temple.
Sure.
Same thing right now, Terry.
Yep.
Same thing. We have sexual immorality running rampant in the highest places in the Catholic Church, in the Vatican, with the cardinals, with bishops, with priests, seminaries, with religious orders. And so, again, can you imagine when you have our leaders that are compromised in such a way, can you imagine this is an open door for the diabolical? Because our leaders are supposed to be, are the successors of the apostles are supposed to be like, think like a bodyguard.
Yep.
Okay? You got a bunch of wild people that want to attack a house. They're the bodyguards, and we're inside the house. We're safe.
Jesse, they're not called shepherds for no reason, all right, brother?
When
they're shepherding the people.
When you take out the bodyguard, yep, or when the bodyguard's busy sodomizing somebody, guess what? The house is unprotected.
Yep.
And so, again, Dr. Horvat, he makes a very good point that we live in a sinful society,
yep,
and as a result of living in a sinful society, the only person that can save us is Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus Christ of Nazareth. But Terry, God uses people, and sometimes God will use a lot of people like a party, just like the devil can use political parties. Father Gabriel Amore says, and he says, politicians can be perfectly possessed, and political parties can be possessed by the devil.
Yeah.
Okay, this is, Father Fortea says the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
Father Ripperger.
Yeah, they're all.
And so, yeah. So, by the same token, mm-hmm, God can use one man, even sinful men like Cyrus.
Yep.
Nebuchadnezzar, Emperor Constantine. God can use sinful men and his sinful party or sinful people to bring about restoration in our society. And all I can tell you is this, Terry, is that one of the reasons why this has happened in our society is because, starting from the top of our church, we've stopped preaching the basic Catholic message, which is what? The social kingship of Christ.
Yep.
We preach global warming. We preach recycling. We preach open borders. We have stopped saying, Terry, from the highest places, from the successors of the apostles, pounding the social kingship of Christ, which means what? Calling every man and woman to repentance. Calling every man and woman to accept Christ as king in their heart, and to call every nation to national repentance and to accept Christ as king of the nation. Terry, that's gone. And this is why we're in the mess that we're in right now.
I would agree with you. And I want to encourage all of us. In 1925, the Holy Father wrote an encyclical, Christ the King, that we all should read and reread, because this is what's going to bring us back. It's not politics, Jess, and you know it. Jess, you use the analogy of the caboose and the train and the locomotive at the front.
A perfect analogy.
Yes, because we've reversed it. We've got all kinds of human reasons. And this is, again, I keep hitting it. Our Bishop Joseph Strickland, who does a radio show every Tuesday with us, he keeps saying, we've lost the sense of the sacred. We've lost the supernatural view of saying that what we're here for, and we're constantly having a natural view that says, solve problems, oh, wash your hands, oh, stop, you know. What, Jesse, I understand all that. That's the medical term. I want what I'm looking for Holy Mother, the Church, and our bishops, and our priests, and our Holy Father, is to teach me how to get to heaven. That's the ultimate goal I have in life.
Terry, they should have pushed back right from the very beginning, because, again, I think our leaders have forgotten the basic understanding that the church is a supernatural institution.
We got to go back to that.
Government is a natural institution.
Exactly.
Guess what? The church is supposed to form the conscience of government, not the other way around.
Oh, gosh, well
when
said.
The government started saying, you can't sing, you got to wear a mask, you're going to have to do your services outside, you got to be 6 feet apart, yeah, the church should have said, time out, time out. We are the voice of truth on planet Earth, and we are the one true religion giving God the one true form of worship. We respect everything you say, Caesar. Outside the doors, we will stop at the stop signs. We'll stop at the red lights.
That's right.
We'll keep the speed
order.
Limit.
Sure.
Yeah, we'll stop before the limit line. But when it comes inside the church, you've transgressed.
That's not your domain.
Authority.
Yeah.
You have no authority to tell us what to do inside.
Amen,
the church.
Brother.
We didn't push back, Terry.
I know.
And that was a huge mistake.
Jesse, can I say something, Jess, that we've been saying for 9 months with this COVID-19 situation, especially I'm here in California, we have been so over the top about fear of getting sick, not sick in our sense of our soul sick, but our physical sickness, that we've done everything under the power to say that we can't even go to church, inside our church, to pray. That's just way out of bounds. And here's my point on this. We have to come back again to convert America to have a relationship with Jesus Christ and his bride, the church. That's what's going to save America. Nothing else.
Terry, you know something? And as Catholics, sometimes it's necessary to disobey the government.
Of course,
yep,
unjust law is no law at all.
Exactly.
Thomas Aquinas.
This is Catholic teaching.
That's
I'm
right.
going to say it again.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's necessary to disobey the government, even though the government comes from God. But when the government, I'll give you an example. In Daniel chapter 6, the government at that time told the Jews, you can't pray to God. Well, guess what? Daniel said, not on my watch. I don't care. This has been signed by executive order. He refused and would pray to God 3 times a day on his knees. What about Daniel chapter 3? The government at that time told the Jews, you got to worship idols. You got to get down on your knees. See that idol of Dagon? You got to worship and pinch incense. Well, guess what? The Jews said, not on my watch. What about when the government says, we got to kill innocent babies in Exodus chapter 1. Okay. Egyptians were killing innocent babies, and the Jews were saying, nope, we're going to save them. We're going to save Moses in the cart from the river, okay? Yeah. So there are times that we have to disobey the government when, like Terry says, they're teaching or they're legislating unjust laws and they're overreaching. It's called the violation of the principle of subsidiarity.
That's right.
And the violation of the principle of authority, Catholic social teaching.
Well said, Jess. And I'll just say that 30-some years ago, I got arrested and put in a slammer for breaking a law because I said it was unjust, and that was killing unborn babies. I was at an abortion clinic with Bernard Nathanson, Dr. Nathanson, and many others, and about 40,000 people across America back in 1988, I believe, 87, we got arrested in front of a clinic because we sat there and said, no, we have a necessity law. We're saving a life. We're going to break a law to save a life. And I'm going to tell you, Jess, I don't regret doing that. And I think that it's coming a time again when they have told us that we can't go into churches, we can't do this, that we have to say, you know what, that's outside of your authority. We are going to worship God first and not man. And I know I've had to say this, but it just came out because it's the truth and it's what sets us true. The truth will set us free.
That's right. Dr. Horvath says, my second thought about this election is that a polarized America is locked in a moral battle.
Yep.
This America might well be described as two spiritual nations, physically intermingled, each imperfectly representing the two sides. Moral issues like abortion, homosexuality, and transgenderism represent battlefronts in this war. Other matters like socialism, sovereignty, and mass illegal immigration also weigh into the crisis. I will await the election results, hoping that whatever happens, it may encourage those who strive for a moral America while discouraging those who work for the country's moral destruction. However, at best, the elections will only be a means to an end.
That's right.
A return to God's law, Terry. That's the end game for us as Catholics.
Yeah, I want to make an announcement here quickly. What every Catholic needs to know, virtual conference is coming up on this Saturday, November 7th. And I would encourage you to go to our website and sign up for that. I've got Dr. Scott Hahn, Tim Staples, Steve Ray, Jesse Romero, Father Bill Casey, Dr. Brant Petrie, Dr. Barber, Kimberly Hahn, and others. It's an all-star lineup. We produce these videos, what every Catholic needs to know about hell, about the Blessed Virgin Mary, about the papacy, and much more.
Videos.
Yeah, they are. And I want to give you, I want you to hear this because it's high information Catholicism. So you can register by calling 877-526-2151. When we come back, we're going to talk more, but I've got a special guest. Dr. Sandoval is in Studio A right now. His show's coming up right after the Terry and Jesse show. But I'm going to have him come in at this next segment and talk a little bit about his show in the last 5 minutes of our show. You won't want to miss it because you're going to want to listen to the good doctor. You're listening to the Terry and Jesse show on Virgin Most Powerful Radio. We will be right back to inspire you to fall deeper in love with Jesus Christ and his bride, the church.
In Luke 7, Jesus said, I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven her, because she has been shown great love. According to St. John of the Cross, Christians should always remember that the value of their good works is not based on number and excellence. Their value is based on the love for God that prompts them to do the works. May we always be motivated by true love for God, and not worry so much about what we do, but why we do it.
Tummy.
How does the baby eat?
Can the baby hear me?
How did the baby get in there?
Wow, a pregnancy can sure generate a lot of questions, but what's important is that a baby is a baby, inside and out of the womb, not just after birth, but 9 months before. at conception.
That's right. Every baby is a miracle. Hello, my name is Marianne Kuharski. I'm the director of Pro-Life Across America. If you know someone who is pregnant or in need of alternatives or assistance or would like to support the work of Pro-Life Across America, please visit our website at prolifeacrossamerica.org or better yet, simply dial #250 on your cell phone and say the keyword pro-life. Pro-Life Across America is non-political and totally educational.
A baby's heart is beating 18 days from conception.
Pro-Life Across America, the Billboard people.
This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871, because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Terry and Jesse Show. Terry, it's very sad that the fake news media is spreading lies in the mainstream media. It can't be trusted anymore, Terry.
Nope.
So I'm telling people, if you want to get a good analysis of what's going on right now, go to Church Militant, Terry. They're on this the election.
They are.
They're giving you all the details and all the shenanigans, and they're a trusted source. And they come at it with a Catholic point of view.
Absolutely. I just want to mention again how important it is for all of us here that it's impossible to measure the spiritual benefits and graces granted to those who spend time in the presence of the Blessed Sacrament. Jesse's saying every hour we say these prayers for our country. If you get a chance to get in before the Blessed Sacrament, like we have right here at our facility, it's important to get their rosaries out, praying for the church. And if you haven't been to confession in quite some time, get the confession. Like I say, over a month is too long. And just remember, spiritual growth in the spiritual life is an apostolic activity. So silent prayer should then always be seen in the context of the universal church. And think about this, folks. Your prayers help the entire church. Jess, I want to take Dr. Sandoval for a minute here. He's in Studio A. For those who don't know who Dr. Sandoval is, Jess, why don't you do a little introduction of him?
I met Dr. Sandoval 2 years ago. I went to a conference called Liber Christo Training, and it's a conference for lay Catholics and priests on healing, deliverance, and exorcism.
Yeah.
Dr. Sandoval, he was there on the medical track, but we hung out, you know, in between a lot of the talks. We sat down and listened to Father Ripperger in joint conferences for hours and hours for an entire week. And Dr. Sandoval is a blessing to the church. This guy's well-formed Catholic, medical doctor, PhD, but he comes at it from a faith perspective.
Amen.
Which is something that makes him a lot more credible because he knows how to fuse faith and reason very well.
Yeah.
And he also is the assessor over in Orange County for the healing, deliverance, and exorcism team. So Dr. Sandoval is a great addition to the Virgin Most Powerful. Welcome to the show, Doctor.
Hi, guys. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you fine. And I also want to add one more thing. Dr. Sandoval and his faithful bride just had a new baby. So
that's
congratulations.
Yeah,
number four, I believe, right?
Yeah, so excited. Oh, my goodness.
Good.
You know, what better? And that's what I always tell. I was telling my wife, you know, in times of trouble, in times of darkness, what better hope than a new life?
Right? Oh, well said.
Brian's still working.
Well
said. And I
say
that because that's going to be the next show. So if our audience is pumped up, I think you guys got our listeners pumped up.
Yeah.
And if nothing else, we're going to continue that. My next show is called God is Still Working, and it's really for our listeners. You know, this time of voting and trying to get our vote in and seeing, it's about the voice for the people. My next show is going to be about our listeners. It's going to be about your voice out there. If you like what you're listening to right now with Terry and Jesse, we're going to continue that conversation, and I'm going to want to hear from the people out there listening. Put something in the chat, and that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about, are you feeling discouraged? What's pumping you up? How are you feeling about the Vigano letter? We're going to discuss all that. I'll be reading from your chat, and we can bring that to light.
And Dr. Sandoval, you are a psychiatrist by trade, correct?
I am a psychiatrist. I'm trained in both family medicine and psychiatry. But right now, I love psychiatry so much. That's what I do full time.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
So if people would call in on the show or communicate online to Dr. Sandoval, that'd be terrific. And Dr. Sandoval, one more quick note. If people that also have issues where you have been an expert on delineating between mental
health illness
and mental illness and spiritual illness. Can you just give us a minute or two of how that is all set up? In other words, when you're working with the exorcists in the Diocese of Orange or any of the things that issue with spiritual warfare, what's the basis that you address these things? That's a big question, but I just want people to know that you're qualified in that area. Give us a little understanding of what you do.
You know, that's a great question, Terry, because it can get so confusing. I mean, it's very easy to distinguish, as we say, physical health from mental health.
Mm-hmm.
You know, somebody says, oh, I have diabetes, I have high blood pressure, high cholesterol.
Yeah.
We know what that means. We look at numbers. And all of a sudden, when we talk about mental health, there aren't really good scales or numbers to distinguish that. There's a few screening tests out there that we might do, but that gives me a snapshot. What we look at is really diagnoses like depression, anxiety, psychosis. These are real things that we have to ask ourselves. Can we treat ourselves? Can we treat it medically? Is there medication out there that's going to help it out? And for a lot of these things, there is, and we see that there's going to be benefit, and we see that there's going to be improvement. The question is, how can I distinguish this from spiritual affliction or people who feel that they're demonically afflicted? Because it can look the same. It can look identical. You know, I mean, how do I know that I'm not hearing the voice of the devil versus I'm just hearing voices because I'm schizophrenic?
Right.
And it's very important to distinguish that. Ultimately, what it comes down to is experience and faith and really understanding our faith. You have to believe that this can happen. I don't come from a point where I'm asking myself, is this possible or not? I realize that this is possible. If you read the Bible, you look at what Christ said, you look at what people went through there. You know, if I'm going to believe what Christ told me, I'm going to believe everything that Christ told me. I'm going to believe the whole of the gospel. So I'm not going to say that that demonic influence is not possible. I want to distinguish it, though. I want to see somebody with compassion, and I want to say, gosh, you know, maybe you're just going through depression in your life, depending on what you're going through. Other people, though, when they start talking about things that really don't make sense in the psychiatric diagnosis type world, you know, it doesn't fit a diagnosis, and all of a sudden they're telling me that they're opening doors, they've been practicing witchcraft, they've gotten really into the Ouija board or horoscopes. Horoscopes is a common one because people don't realize that they open themselves up to all this because they think it's in the newspaper, it's okay, it's telling me what to do every day. But when we listen to a horoscope over the voice of God in our hearts, then all of a sudden we start opening doors, and we really have to distinguish that. We come to that with the eyes of faith.
Well, Doctor, people can listen to us, to you, when you're off the air, not on our AM stations most likely, but on our app, the Virgin Most Powerful Radio app, or our YouTube channel. And I guarantee you, people, you're going to be in for a treat when we go off the air in a couple of minutes. Jess, any final thoughts for the good doctor?
Yeah, Dr. Sandoval, in 1 minute, what can you tell the audience right now that people are feeling despondent, depressed? Some people are despairing as a result of these fake elections that are being stolen from right under our noses, and we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow or the next day. What can you tell the average Catholic on how to deal with this type of stress right now? What would you say? Here's what I've done, just personally. I've disconnected from all politics. I'm just taking the whole week just to pray. Every hour on the hour, I'm going to stop and pray. So I've disconnected from, because you're hearing the same thing pretty much. So what would you say, Dr. Sandoval?
I think, you know, your advice is obviously, you know, Jesse Romero, the ultimate warrior in prayer. You know, I look up to you in so many ways, you don't even know it, but that's exactly one of the main things. Every hour on the hour, make yourself a schedule to pray, because a lot of times we talk about praying, but we don't actually follow through. And what keeps us from following through? Set an alarm. Make a schedule and realize, you know what, I'm going to take that time. You know what I do in my own family is we set an alarm at 6 a.m., at 12, and at 6 p.m., and we do the Angelus every day.
Same with the Romeros.
Awesome.
If you're going to do the hour on the hour, I love that. You know, how many, we have alarms everywhere on our phones, on our watches. Prayer, we cannot forget the power of prayer, and we forget that because we kind of put it to the side. You know, the dark side doesn't want you to understand the weapons you have because, of course, they don't want you to use them against them. They don't want you to know what kind of damage you are doing. And then as you're praying, what I always say is, and the title of my next show is, you got to remember, this is where faith comes in. We see a lot of chaos, and we got to remember God is still working.
Amen.
God is still working. If I can remember that, you know, Our Lady, as Jesus was being born, as she was going to traveling, as they had to flee to Egypt, boy, that was chaotic, but they took it with the eyes of faith, with a heart of faith. God is still working. And that's what we're going to talk about our next show. I want to hear from our listeners. In spite of all this, how do you know that God is still working in your life? What miracles have you seen in your life? Let's talk about the rosary and how to use that. Let's talk about prayer on the hour. God is still working. Do it with prayer, eyes of faith. That's really the key to it all.
Well said, Doctor, and I'm excited to hear your show right after our show. Again, for those who want to hear it, listening to AM stations, just go to virginmostpowerfulradio.org's website, or call, or actually just go to our YouTube channel, Virgin Most Powerful Radio, a YouTube channel, and you'll be able to hear this and watch it. And Dr. Sandoval, thanks again for kind of jumping in with the Terry and Jesse show.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Hey, Jess, let's wrap this
anytime,
up.
Anytime, doctor. Yeah. Yep. Terry, let's wrap it up with a Hail Holy Queen, because that's the prayer of hope. If you start feeling depressed, stop what you're doing, unplug from media, and do the Hail Holy Queen. In the name of the Father, Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Hail, Holy Queen,
Mother of mercy,
our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To thee do we cry, poor banished children of Eve. To thee do we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping in this valley of tears. Turn then, most gracious Advocate, thine eyes of mercy towards us. And after this our exile, show unto us the blessed fruit of thy womb, Jesus. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary, pray for us, O most holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. That's a prayer not to not fall into despair.
Amen.
That's the Hail. It was written, by the way, this prayer was written by a blind, handicapped monk. Did he catch that? Couldn't walk?
Herman.
Couldn't see.
That's
he was a hermit.
Yep.
He wrote it about 1,000 years ago.
Yep.
And when you look at the prayers, now you know why he wanted to get to heaven so bad.
You got it.
He wanted to see one day and be able to not be handicapped. And so he called on the Hail Holy Queen, she's our hope. Get us to heaven. And also, if you feel despondent, the end of the Divine Mercy has a short prayer. Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury is of compassion is inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, that in difficult moments we might not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. In the name of the Father, Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Pray the Hail Holy Queen. Pray the last prayer of the Divine Mercy. If you start slipping into depression, Terry.
I'm going to end this with a Christopher Dawson quote too. A Christian has only to be in order to change the world. For an active being, there is contained all the mystery of the supernatural life. It is the function of the church to sow this divine seed, to produce not merely good men, but spiritual men. That is to say, are you ready? Superman! Because you know why, Jess? We have a supernatural outlook on life, because life is short and eternity is forever. Remember
that.
We
have a supernatural faith.
You got it, Jess. Jess, five stones of David. Let's get to them before we have to run.
Okay, pray the rosary today.
You're not on the team if you don't pray the rosary.
Yeah, don't make excuses. Don't make excuses, especially right now.
Yeah.
Number two, go to Mass as often as possible. If you can go to daily Mass, please do so right now. We need all the prayer power.
Amen.
If you can't, go visit Jesus in the nearest Catholic church.
Amen.
Do a holy hour. Number three, read your Bible every day. That drives away demons as well. St. John Chrysostom says they can't stand they can't be in the presence of somebody reading God's word. Number four, penance, penance, and penance. Fridays, if you want to go old school. Wednesdays, if you want to go old school. Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays. And monthly confession. If you're in a state of grace, keep your soul tuned up by going to monthly confession. But if you're in a state of mortal sin, go now. Go as soon as possible. Terry.
Well said. Jess Romero, big question of the day. What state should we be living in, brother?
State of grace, not in a state of despair or state of depression. State of grace and a state of hope, because Jesus is our hope.
You got it. Up next, Dr. Sandoval, the title, God is Still Working. That'll be on Virgin Most Powerful Radio. All those who want to make donations to us, go to our website, virginmostpowerfulradio.org. Or if you want to call me and make a donation, you can call me at 661-972-7872. May God richly bless you, and full sheen ahead at Virgin Most Powerful Radio.
St. Faustina's Prayer for Priests. O my Jesus, I beg thee on behalf of the whole church, grant it love and the light of thy Spirit, and give power to the words of priests, so that hardened hearts might be brought to repentance and return to thee, O Lord. Lord, give us holy priests. Thou thyself maintain them in holiness. O divine and great high priest, may the power of thy mercy accompany them everywhere, and protect them from the devil's traps and snares, which are continually being set for the souls of priests. May the power of thy mercy, O Lord, shatter and bring to naught all that might tarnish the sanctity of priests. For thou canst do all things. Amen. Virgin most powerful, pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful Radio, sharing the gospel with clarity and charity.